Thank you, everyone, for spending the afternoon with me. I am so happy to be able to be participating in this really awesome donation event. I myself will be contributing to this campaign by donating, and you should too by going to umfm.com/donate or calling us at 204-474-6610. This has been Buy Local. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.
You are listening to the University of Manitoba's radio station, CJUM, 101.5 FM, your hit-free radio station in Winnipeg.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics. All I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to Album Authority. I am your host, the Album Authority, and this is the 71st episode of Album Authority, or the 71st episode of the show. Really, you know, every day we get closer to the 100th episode of the show, which is when I have decided I'm allowed to quit after, and I will probably quit on that episode, just letting you guys all know. I was going to say, I have it written here that I was going to align it with the end of the semester or something, that I won't quit right after 100, which I guess is true, but maybe not, honestly. I think it would be better to just fully go out with the episode 100 and just call it a day. But there you go. But, you know, every day I think, like, what can we even replace this show with? Can anything replace this show? And really, every time the answer I come up with is nothing, you know? There will never be a show like this. You know, and after Album Authority is gone, that's it. And really, all of you guys will be so lucky to have been here, you know, to be involved with this grassroots movement. And those of you who listen, you know, when it was here, are going to have just, we'll hear so much from people in the future who finally, once society wakes up to the importance, the cultural significance of this show, that you guys are going to hear just so much people lying about being there. You know, oh, I was there, man. I was an Album Authority fan. Or they're going to be jealous. They're going to be like, what? You were really there? You listened to the Album Authority? And they're just going to realize, like, how much they missed out of being part of the greatest moment in Winnipeg cultural history. A real landmark of what it means to be in Winnipeg, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. So really, you're all welcome, because today you are getting a memorable episode, you know, one that you can brag about hearing live. Last week, I did not do an episode because I had a doctor's appointment at the same time, which was basically useless, by the way, because I waited for like 20 minutes on time, by the way, just to get like one form to go do blood work. And, you know, I know I had to do that. Like, I had to go to the doctor to get that form. But I hate when I go to a doctor's appointment and I'm really hoping that, like, there I can just get it figured out. I know that's not how it works, but I really hate that I go there and then I see my doctor for like 5 minutes. Thank you. And then he gives me the form and then that's it. That's all I got to do. And so it doesn't really feel worth it. I didn't mind missing the show though, because I had no idea what to play. Because for most of the time I had just been playing that same Death Cab album from like 2 weeks ago over and over. And I didn't really listen to anything particularly striking, because, you know, Here's the thing with this current season, right? But this current season just being an exploration of my music taste to try and find, you know, the next big thing for me. I just realized it's that when I find things I like, it kind of ruins the show a little bit because I'm not really listening to anything else. If I find something I really like, I'm just listening to that thing for like 2 weeks probably. And so I'm like, oh man, is this show just going to suck when I don't have the, when I don't have anything specific? And, you know, I realized, and I thought with the Death Cab album that that was it, you know, like after this, sorry, I got to move here. Give me 1 second. That album was just going to ruin the show. But at the last minute of that week, you know, I finally found my next band. It sort of snuck up on me. You know, I'd been listening to this band. I listened to this band's stuff before, and I listened to all the albums that I've listened to now. But I mostly listened to their most popular album, and I didn't really get around to listening to today's album as much. I mean, I did twice, because I always listen to things twice, but it didn't really stick with me. But then I saw that one of my favorite podcasts, Bandsplain, was covering the band. So I was like, oh, okay, great. This is I always love a new impetus to go back to something. And so I started re-listening to all their stuff, and I re-listened to their first album, and that album was Blue Lines by the Bristol trip-hop band Massive Attack. And I'll say that that album was fantastic for a run. It has just such a great pace to it for a long run that just really drives you forward. It's at a good pace where you can, like I said, move forward, but it's not fast, and sometimes it's a little slow, honestly. So it gives you a little bit of a good, I don't know, it's a good, like, not super intense run, like just a jog, you know? But today's album isn't Blue Lines. It's the album I listened to after my run. And that is Massive Attack's 1994 album, Protection, their second studio album, and sandwiched between their two biggest albums. However, though, this album is fantastic, and I'd say a tad bit overlooked, just a little bit. You know, Blue Lines was a huge album, and while it never really blew me away until last week, this album immediately clicked with me, recently, and years ago it was good. I didn't like it as much, but it really clicked with me now, and it feels like their most traditionally trip-hop album. You know, it feels very cold, very atmospheric. Blue Lines is a bit different than an album. It's brighter, it's more upbeat. Mezzanine is so dark, you know, you feel like you're in a drug spiral. Protection feels like a kind of a cold winter night, like you're going on a walk. And that's kind of what I think trip-hop at its purest form feels like. And I'd say the same, kind of the similar thing for Dummy by Portishead, despite their two different feelings. And yeah, I'll just kind of show you what I mean, starting off with the second song on the album, Karma Coma. Once again, this is off of Massive Attack's 1994 album, Protection. I'm currently putting in the CD, so I'm kind of stalling for time. If you haven't been able to tell that I'm doing that, that is what I am doing. Okay, here is Karma Coma by Massive Attack off their 1994 album Protection. Or at least I sure hope it's going to be.
Take a rest. I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live in a lean-to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. Though it's out of cause my temper. It never caused my temper. Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers. You're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate. And then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. 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 Karma,
overcome in 60 seconds with the strength we have together. But for now, emotional ties, they stay severed. When there's trust to be treated, someone will funk, will hear beats. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma.
emotions in my mind.
Stop.
That was Karma Coma 3 and Spying Glass by Massive Attack off of their 1994 album Protection. So, I didn't play the first song on the album, which is rare. I usually like to do the first and last, and I'm not playing either of this today. But I love the first song. It's probably one of my favorites off the album, but I can't play it because it's 8 minutes long, and I really don't want to fill 8 minutes of my 30 minutes of music by one song. And it's also because that's the song that I knew and liked the most off of this album when I listened to it around 2 years ago. So I got really into trip hop about 2 years ago. And back then it was mostly Dummy by Portishead. I got super into that album during reading week. And I remember because I always get sick every reading week. So I was sick 2 weeks ago for like just a little bit. Usually it's not bad. And I remember I had COVID. And I remember I was going outside in the snow to go smoke various things. And walking out in Niverville alone, that's where I used to live, by the way, walking out in Niverville alone in the winter at like 12 a.m. was such a great feeling. Being, you know, that album, I'm listening to Dummy while doing that. You know, that album feels so cold, but this album feels the same, but it doesn't feel isolating in a way that Portishead does. There's a warm feeling to it at the same time. You know, it's groovy. You kind of get lost in the beats or the rapping in a way that you don't with Dummy, I think. You know, you can get really lost in this album in a different way. And so I got back into this album last week because I had just finished my run where I listened to Blue Lines. And then some of Mezzanine at the end. And I had a show that I was going to that started at 8, which, by the way, fantastic, because I really hate when that all shows start at like 10 and end at 12, because I don't have Friday nights because I work Saturday morning. So it's like I can't go out on a Friday and go watch live music because I have to be asleep by like 10 or like 11 at the latest. So I was hyped that music started at 8. I knew I wasn't going to be there the whole time, but so I had the show that I was going to at the Park Theater. So my plan was, right, I'd finish my run, smoke a spliff, and then eat while I rewatch Trainspotting. So first of all, that Trainspotting did not happen because there was not enough time, and I was tweaking to think that there would be. But so right after my run, you know, I think I showered right away, and then I smoked just a little bit because I need, my tolerance is way too low now. And then I ate and just cleaned my apartment. And let me say, you know, this music is peak stoner music. I am not advertising intoxication because that would be irresponsible. But let's be honest with ourselves here. This is a music show, okay? And this is a trip-hop album. And all I'm saying is if you're gonna smoke, which I don't advise, and I actually only advise it, I know, I don't advise it, but you should do it only legally and if you're of legal age. If you're gonna go smoke and go to the grocery store in the winter, when it's all dark and chilly out, this is the peak music for it. You know, I had both my earbuds in, and Karma Coma was insane in that state in a grocery store, in the Safeway, because the song has these swirling, like wind-like and mechanical sounds in the background, and it just creates this insane, all-encompassing atmosphere that really contrasted in this super bright public LED grocery store. So after checking out at the self-checkout and worrying that I was that I was taking way too long and that the cashier thought I was weird, I left and went home with my lettuce. And I listened to this entire album like in full, I think like 2 or 3 times before the show. And it was incredible. I was so engrossed in this album. I was so lost in the world that it created. You know, trip hop has always been stoner music, ever since it really started in the 90s in Bristol, which kind of has that reputation. It's slow, it's atmospheric, it's weird, it's perfect for it. It just creates such a realm that you can get lost in. And when coming back to this album, in a state where, you know, the details are more clear, the atmosphere is more engrossing, I just learned how fantastic some of these songs are that I didn't get to notice. You know, and 3 is one of those songs that I had no memory of. You know, and the looping backing track is really really simple, but it's really hypnotic. And Nicolette's, who's a Scottish singer with Nigerian roots, her vocals are fantastic, and she's great on this album. And I will say that the next song is better. I do prefer that song more, but that's no negative on three, because Spyglass with Horace Andy is just an all-time Massive Attack song. First of all, it has Horace Andy, who is always on Massive Attack albums, and his singing as a reggae singer just really adds a different element to the music than others. His voice is so unique, so of a kind, that it provides this almost like haunting feeling to the music. And that like weird contrast between this cold electronic music with a voice like his just works so well. And the music behind Horace Andy on Spyglass is fantastic. The bass on it is just so good. It creates such an incredible and simple groove that when you add this, like, I guess, like tambourine, I don't even know what that is, sounding like little shake on it on top, it just creates such an incredible song that I just get lost in every time. And when you add, you know, the almost otherworldly Horace Andy's vocals, oh, man, it's just an incredible combination. And again, this is a song that I had no memory of. I had no idea it was this good. And I just returned to it, and hearing it was absolutely blown away. And I've just been listening, obviously, I've been listening to it, like, every day since. And again, I'm not promoting anything, okay? But Weed... it may be a lot of things, but it is a fantastic mechanism for that, for returning to music that you've heard before, because you can get completely absorbed in it. You can hear every little detail, you know, instruments you didn't hear. I had never heard the weird swirling sounds in the background of Karmakoma, but it just puts you in a state where you're really able to hear these details that you didn't before. And I've said it before, but, you know, Weed played for me a huge role in getting me into music. You know, I discovered Tame Impala and Pink Floyd, and it, like, genuinely changed my life. And discovering that combination was like how people talk about hearing the Beatles for the first time. You know, I think Ozzy Osbourne said that hearing the Beatles was like hearing color for the, like, having the whole world turning to color for the first time. And that's how it felt for me, okay? Like, music became something that I heard in the background to something that I could just really hear and feel. And I barely smoke anymore for a few reasons, one of them being that I'm a productive member of society, and weed just makes you stupid. Like, it basically makes you only able to do menial, repetitive tasks. But it's nice to return to music when I do, and because it helps you really put yourself back into a position where you can focus more clearly on music and hear it in a way that you don't now after years of listening to so much music. Sometimes I just tune it out. And Protection, Massive Attack in general, as a whole, is stoner music, and it has that reputation for a good reason. But we're getting back into Protection with Better Things by Massive Attack, featuring the vocals of Tracy Thorn, who also sings on the title track, the long one that I did not play. And here is more of Massive Attack's 1994 album, Protection.
Talk to me. Total stranger.
Hysterically static, automatically stacks. Hard to get a drink or a girl to relax upon phone. No, no go zone, no go through. 8 kilo weights just to relocate you. You're careless with your fist, now baby, mix it with me. You see me function better when I get approximately high by my typical flyby. I function better when the sun in my eyes to go back.
Sitting in my day, getting me Diego painted, colliding with the jam until the drink.
That was Better Things, Eurochild, and Sly off of the 1994 album Protection by Massive Attack. And all those songs are really elevated by their features. Tracy Thorne is fantastic on Better Things and is really like the centerpiece of the song. The backing track is a sort of just a set piece for the vocals. And I say set, and I wrote set piece down because today is Arsenal versus Bayern Munich. I'm watching that between, and I can say that Arsenal did score from a set piece. So set piece is on the mind. But yeah, the backing track just sort of provides like a backing track. But I feel like on a song like Spying Glass, that has more of a more front-facing role than it does on a song like Better Things. And Tracy Thorne is fantastic on that song and just fantastic for this music. She is a Scottish singer that's part of the pop duo Everything But The Girl. Never heard of it in my life, but she is fantastic on this album. And she's on the title track as well, which is the more standout performance by her, I would say. But Better Things is really good. It's this kind of meditative song with fantastic vocals and really good lyrics. I'd say I generally don't really care much about the lyrics to Massive Attack songs. You know, they're not what I think about this band or what I really look for in this music. And in general, I find that I'm not a very lyrically focused person when it comes to my music. I tend to just be more in it for the atmosphere and the vibes. And this is especially true with this song, this type of music and this album. And for that, I feel like Eurochild is perfect for that. You know, there's these swirling synths, there's these cold just really fantastic lyrics and vocals by vocals. I don't know. Would you say? Do you say vocals for rap? I don't really know. By Tricky and 3D, and they're perfect for it. I really love Tricky's voice on this song, and he's great on Massive Attack songs. But I did not really like his solo stuff. You know, I listened to Maxin Quay, which I think is what it's called, and it didn't do anything for me. I wasn't that particularly interested, which really sucked, because I really wanted to really like that album, but I find that he's just better with Massive Attack. And I think Eurochild is really like the distilled trip-hop song on this album. It's mechanical, it's cold, it's built around hip-hop more clearly. It's a fantastic song. It's also named after the European Union, which 3D was against, and that's like the idea of the song, I guess, which was a bit weird for the time, because he's very progressive. And always been very progressive. But at the time, and still now, most of the opponents of the European Union were Tories. But it was ahead of his time because, you know, his issue with the European Union was that it would only really benefit those in power and probably erode local industries. So he has kind of proven correct on that one. So good job, Tricky, for that. The lyrics, though, don't seem to have anything to do with the subject, which is, again, it's okay. It's not like I expect or really want a Massive Attack album to be about the impacts of free trade. That would be kind of cool, though. I kind of want that, actually. Now that I say that out loud, I really do want that. That'd be sick. I don't know how they'd do that. It'd have to be good, though. I'd want a good song about it, not a bad one. Typically, I think that's the case. People like good music and not bad music. You know, generally, I have a thing written here that says, generally, I prefer my music, and I was about to say good. You know, I generally like my music good, but sometimes I do actually like bad music. I think, though, I do prefer my music less clear in content. I like it more gesturing towards things more than directly commenting on them. I just find it makes for the better and more typically more impactful lyrics and songs, because you can kind of, like, put your own... You can read into it more than you can for something so clear. But really, it does vary. And for something like this, I would definitely prefer vagueness for trip-hop, you know. And Sly is fantastic, and it really points to that vagueness. It really builds this menacing atmosphere. This, you know, the song title is perfect, because this song feels sneaky. I think it kind of feels like a Bond intro song, honestly. It has this, like, feeling of an opening song. Maybe not, like, the opening credits of a Bond song, but I feel like some of the newer ones for the Bond movies could kind of work. It has this really cinematic feeling that I feel like you start to get a lot more on Massive Attack's Mezzanine. And Nicolette's really, like, sensual vocals really feel, like, haunting on this. And I love the pre-chorus of this song, you know, the... There's always more. I love that one. She does not sing it like that, but, you know. I feel of all the trip-hop bands I've been listening to, Massive Attack is the most hip-hop rooted of them. You know, there's more rapping on it. There's more hip-hop feeling to it. A lot of it, you know, is just the rap element, but it's also a different feeling to something like Portishead with the vocals of Beth Gibbons. You know, Beth Gibbons really makes this different, less hypnotic atmosphere and more of like a pained, desolate feeling, like I'm walking in Niverville with like being hit against the wind. Because it's like, I remember the road I lived on was just this straight shot road in a field, like through a field, basically. So the wind would just rip through you. And that's kind of what Dummy feels like in a way that Protection doesn't. I do have a feeling that trip hop is going to be my next obsession. I know I said that with Death Cab for Cutie specifically, but that one more took me by surprise than this. This kind of feels like this is a genre that I could really get into. And I have been into before. I don't know if Massive Attack is going to be, you know, the next big artist to the degree of Oasis or the Smiths for me. But I feel like maybe the genre as a whole, you know, trip-hop and kind of in general down-tempo electronic music might just kind of serve as a whole, you know, setting for the next era of my music. I'm not too sure, though, and you never really know until you're in it. And honestly, maybe this show is giving me an incentive to not find it, so my brain is just going to not ever get a new favorite type of music, and I'm just going to keep endlessly searching, like what's some evil thing that never gets satiated? Oh, like a Wendigo. I'm searching for new music constantly. I'm not too sure, though. You know, if I do find something, otherwise I will just have to find a season topic to talk about. And I don't really want to do that. You know, I could do like a trip hop season, but I don't want to. Like, I like trip hop, don't get me wrong, but it's a little hard to talk about because it's very chill. It's very, like I said, down tempo, that it doesn't evoke a lot of high feelings, which is funny because I really love this album and I really love this band, and I don't really know if this is coming across in the episode, because I feel like it's not a music that you just like sit about there and really just are blown, can really express its importance at the time. But anyways, here is today's Canadian song of the week, and that is Indigo Boy by the Canadian artist Esfero, I think is what you say, off of her 1998 album Breath from Another. And this is the song Indigo Boy, which I've described in my head as Bjork from Planet Earth. I don't know if this song is the more Bjork sounding one or if it's just one of them, but yeah.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's listener funding drive, Pledge-A-Rama, is in the books, and once again, your support came through in a big way. The money raised this year goes right back into the station, towards new projects, much-needed upgrades, and the programming you can count on. Because of you, UMFM will keep sounding like UMFM for years to come. So once again, thank you for your generous support.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay it forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, your campus and community radio station. Quédese en sintonía.